Mini episode 397 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by The Sports Train, the finest pure sports talk show on both terrestrial and internet radio. Follow them on the web at thesportstrain.net.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Okay, everybody, welcome back into the FDH Lounge. Rick Morris and Kyle Ross breaking down the AFC West for you, taking a look back at 2013, ahead to 2014, taking our early glimpse on where these teams are going to be. As we were talking about off-air, Kyle, the best division in the AFC completely by default. That's how they ended up with three playoff teams last year. That was a very unexpected scenario. What was not unexpected was Denver going to the Super Bowl. There were a lot of people that had that pick ahead before the season, yourself included. I didn't with my infamous pick of the Houston Texans, although I did see Denver. I did see Denver making it to the AFC Championship game. But 13-3 last year to win it. They have a classic Super Bowl hangover look to me. May or may not have Eric Decker back. My guess is not from where we're sitting right now when we see
somebody will overpay for him.
Somebody will vastly overpay for him. 13-3. Talked about this before with New England, that I thought New England was going to take a step back in terms of record, but actually be a better team next year. I think the opposite is true with Denver. They're going to regress, in my book, from 13-3 to 11-5, and 11 wins is still pretty good, but that's basically more or less by default when you look at the bad AFC. But again, I think Denver is going to take a step back, and unlike New England, be a worse team than they were last year. And that may be very instructive when we get the playoff time, because I think New England will be a better team next January, and Denver will be a worse team next January. The high water mark, I hate to say it for all you Denver people out there, I don't think the Peyton Manning era is ever going to look any better than it did going into the Super Bowl. I think that's the crest of it.
I agree. Now, to be fair, before last year started, I said that they would not match the previous year's 13-win total, and they did. I had them at 11-5. Did pick them to win the AFC.
I had them at 13-3, but okay. Yeah, that's mostly because I had no respect for the rest of the division.
Yeah, I mean, I typically don't like to pick a lot of teams to do 12-4 and better. As you know, I usually kind of stay between 11-5 and 5-11 for preseason picks. But I'm with you. Denver's not going to win as many games next year. I'll say it for a second straight year. This year, it's going to happen. There's always that Super Bowl loser's curse. It hasn't been as strong in recent years as we've seen teams come within a game. The previous year's Super Bowl loser has come within a game of making it back. You had the stat. When was the last time that happened? The Super Bowl loser made it back. Oh, it was Buffalo, right?
Yeah, that was the last time they made it back. The last time they made it back and won was the perfect team, the 72 Dolphins, coming off of the loss the previous year in the Super Bowl to the Dallas Cowboys. So okay. It's been since Super Bowl VII they've done that. I will say this in fairness, though. That's the only time it's ever happened. You and I are not just pounding on Denver because of that. But what it is
we also like to make fun of Jason Jones.
That's true. Yeah, Jay Jones, our senior editor, is putting his fist through something as he's listening to this right now. But here's the thing, though. You have to go on a case-by-case basis. I mean, who didn't think Arizona was going to regress after going 9-7 and making that Super Bowl run a couple of years ago, right? You could kind of see that. You could see it. Again, this Denver team has the look of it. But teams that get hot and go on those runs, or again, not that Denver was, because they were wire-to-wire dominant through the regular season last year. Yeah. But San Francisco. Nobody was saying a year ago, oh, San Francisco, big fall off coming. I picked them to win the Super Bowl, and I wasn't alone in that last year. They came within a game of making the Super Bowl again. So we're not just saying it's going to happen to Denver because it always does. Because I'm the guy that said a year ago that San Francisco was going to be the first team to do it since the 72 Dolphins.
Okay, well.
But
well, I kind
Denver
of
Denver has that look. They just have that look about them. They peaked going into the Super Bowl, and now this is where it sort of recedes a little bit. And they're still a strong, at least a co-favorite with New England to make it back to the Super Bowl because the AFC completely blows. But let's not give them any more credit than that. They are the product of a weak AFC.
Well, I'm going to give them some credit. This team did have a record-setting offense last year with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, they did.
Now, we saw that earned them about a pat. That earned them nothing more than a pat on the ass in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, we haven't spoken. Well, at least, you know, with microphones in front of our face since the Super Bowl.
Preseason Super Bowl show.
Since before the Super Bowl. That was just a – we talked about this when we broke the game down. It was a horrible matchup for Denver drawing Seattle. That would not have happened if they played any other team.
But again, though, and Corey Benigni from KFFL.com disagreed with me on Twitter. That's a 1 in 1,000 outcome.
Yes.
They would lose that game to Seattle most of the time.
Yes.
But that – the level of it, the level of where they didn't even look like they were in the same game. The funny thing is, as a pessimist, right, as a longtime Denver hater, as a good Cleveland Browns fan, I couldn't see it with my own two eyes. It wasn't until it got to 29-0 that I accepted that it was over. When it was 22-0.
That's three scores from the best offense in the league.
Yeah. I said there was a kid at our Super Bowl party that was really rooting for Seattle. He was a big bandwagon fan, and I looked at him. I said, Bobby, I'm telling you right now, brace yourself because Manning's going to take him down the field, and he did. And that's where they came up empty. Should have kicked the field goal, but didn't. But remember, that was the one breath where Denver looked like they were starting to get back in the game until it fell apart again. I couldn't see it with my own two eyes that it was already over by that point. The rest of the world did.
Yeah.
Well, I was with you. Pessimist. I was a complete pessimist.
I was with you, and plus, you know, I had Seattle, and I always think, you know, they could have been up 40.
Sure.
You know, I think it was funny. I bet Brian before the game.
Yeah.
I bet him on it, and he kept saying he gave up real quick. Mm-hmm. He's like, take my money. I'm like, no, dude, I'm not going to do that. And it wasn't until like the third, you know, after Percy Harvin returned the kick.
Yeah,
I was like, but even then, I still didn't.
Yeah,
even because anything could happen. I mean, look at that Indianapolis KC playoff game.
Well,
for instance,
the funny thing is, you and I did a Super Bowl preview. Also, did another one on the show with esteemed longtime pro wrestler, former pro football player, former world champion wrestler Lex Luger. And it was funny because Lex gave great analysis on this. We were going down, we were breaking it down, whatever. And he was agreeing with all my points on the game substantively, but he couldn't pick himself to go against Peyton Manning in Denver. So in the end, he's like, Rick, I agree with you on all the points here. I cannot bring myself to pick against Denver. So he picked Denver. And I was like, he was only wrong because he went with his heart instead of his head. His head was in the right place. Yours and my heads were in the right places. I said Denver under 20 points for the first time all year, but I didn't see that coming. I said it would be like 19-17, which frankly is what you get probably 8 times out of 10 if they play the game. Corey Benigni, God bless him. He's a tremendous fantasy football mind, but he's full of beans if he thinks that happens any more than 1 out of 100 times.
Yeah, no, look.
What an outlier that
Seattle's
was.
Seattle is the better team.
Of course.
They're the
of
better
course.
Team. But they weren't at much better
right.
as what happened in the Super Bowl. So I'm with you there. Now, I'll say this. I'm picking Denver to kind of regress because of history, actually. I'm not saying now.
History and circumstances together for me is what I'm saying.
Yes. History and that. Look, teams that lose the Super Bowl don't get back there the next year.
Right. They're not the 49ers coming off of the
circumstance because there's going to be hangover. I mean, when you take a ass whipping like that,
yeah.
I mean, you start doubting yourself. It's kind of, you know, not apples to apples like what we talked about with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
In that, you know, Cincinnati just keeps losing playoff games with Andy Dalton. But there are some similarities there in where all of a sudden it's like, oh, God, have we peaked?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you get the feeling that last year was Denver's shot. You know, 2 years ago, they were upset by Baltimore.
Right.
And everyone's like, okay, this year's the year they get revenge for that, and they're going to come back. They're going to show everyone that they really were the best team in the AFC, and they did that.
Yeah.
But no one thinks Denver's the best team in football coming to next year. They don't have that kind of underlying motivating factor this year. It's like, okay, how are they going to recover from what happened? And look, I'm with you. Because the AFC just isn't, at least right now, showing to me a lot of teams that can jump up and be contenders, New England and Denver probably will get the byes again.
Yeah.
But I like New England more than Denver next year.
I actually do as well. Yeah, I got Denver at 11 wins just because I think the rest of the division is regressing. I got San Diego at 9-7 again, but as I said during the AFC North preview, I got Baltimore and Pittsburgh also at 9-7, taking those playoff spots away from San Diego. Here's my rationale on going against San Diego and my rationale on going against Indianapolis in the AFC South. Because everybody always puts this old saw out there, but, you know, there's never more than 6 or 7 playoff teams who repeat from 1 year to the other.
I say that all the time.
And generally it's true. It's
not always happened.
FDH Director of Research, Nate Noy, always throws that in my face. And
I sound like that when I say it?
Well, I guess I'm thinking more of the way that Nate throws it back in my face. But so here's my rationale. Because there are a number of teams that we can absolutely pencil in. Denver, New England, Seattle, San Francisco, whatever. To me, if you're even borderline, I got to go against you. Like, I think San Diego still looks like a playoff team. I'm impressed with what they did. I don't think it's a fluke that they made it. But if they're on the borderline, if they're on the bubble, I got to go against them. Because you just don't have that many that repeat. And there are too many that I can make. Am I going to bounce Green Bay from winning their division to make room for San Diego? No. When I go on a case-by-case basis, 0-0. 20-some game, I have to do that. But again, I'm impressed with San Diego. I didn't even have a handle on their identity going into the playoffs, but it kind of struck me when they played Denver. They're kind of like a poor man's Denver all the way around. They have some of the same strengths.
They matched up
and weaknesses.
Well with Denver. They matched up very, no team matched, well, Seattle obviously matched up quite well with Denver. But besides that, no team had played Denver better than San Diego.
But they're like a mini-me as far as a lot of Denver's strengths and everything. Like, they're not as good at a lot of the things Denver does, but they do a lot of the same things very well.
And, well, there's a reason for that. Mike McCoy.
Yes,
the former Denver offensive coordinator, is another head coach.
He's only been there for 1 year. I mean, that doesn't give you a
long
time.
Well, San Diego didn't look like Denver mini-me 2 years ago under Norv Turner. They just looked stupid.
No, but I'm just saying. I mean, it's a lot. So if you think McCoy has something to do with it, then that's a trend that should only accelerate over time. The thing I'd be worried about if I was San Diego is I got them taking a step back this year like I do for Indianapolis, even though I would say, based on how they played, I am a buyer on them long-term. Problem that they have that Indianapolis doesn't have, because for Indianapolis, Andrew Luck came into the league in 2012. Philip Rivers came into the league in 2004. We are getting to now or never time in the Philip Rivers window.
God, did he look good last year, though?
He did. He did.
It was and here's the thing. San Diego was the team for me in the AFC I had the least read on going to last year. I talked about this with Tennessee
right
now.
You were more bullish than I was,
not at the beginning of the year. Before the year, I picked San Diego to only win 6 games. Remember that discussion? I had started saying, okay, who's going to be the team that gets that 6th playoff spot in the AFC? This was a year ago. And I started saying, maybe San Diego could do that. But then I started reading some stuff. There were some people who I really respect that were really down on the Chargers.
Okay.
And so I only went with 6 wins. I was like, this team has the potential to be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But they totally rebuilt Philip Rivers. The defense was bad at the beginning, but really improved as the year went on.
Mm-hmm.
And at the halfway point, if you remember, when we did our midseason show, I said, I changed. I said Pittsburgh, before the year, would make the playoffs. I switched them to San Diego, middle of the year, and it didn't look good for much of the year, but the Chargers got in there. They were never blown out all year. Remember, the only game they lost by more than one possession was that weird game against Oakland. That was the 11 p.m. start time.
Yeah.
They turned it over 5 times. They dug themselves an early hole.
Discombobulated.
This team played well last year. And, look, I've got Cincinnati not making it. When you talk about playoff teams, you know, the turnover, I don't have Cincinnati making it, so I still have a little more room for San Diego as far as incumbents go than you do. Right now I'm inclined to say San Diego will be back in the playoffs. I thought they were the third best team in the AFC at the end of the year behind Denver and New England. It'll be interesting to see how they do with losing Wizard Hunt. And also, this applies to every team in this division.
Mm-hmm.
They draw the NFC West non-conference.
Yeah.
Denver, we just talked about, was 4-0 in non-conference games regular season.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to think that record will take a hit. San Diego also did very well against the NFC. They went 3-1 against the NFC East.
Yeah.
That, you think that might be difficult to repeat against the NFC West. So I think San Diego, I can see them finishing around with the same record and challenging for the playoffs. The team that you talk about playoff teams, they're going to fall off.
Yeah.
I think you and I are both agreement. If there is one team head and shoulders above the rest as far as playoff teams from last year that won't be in next year, it's got to be Kansas City.
Well, yeah. And again, a team that started 9-0, finished 2-5, and they're not a bad team, certainly, because they do have a good core of players that was assembled during their previous regime. But, I mean, what are they closer to, 9-0 or 2-5? They're closer to the latter, no question about it. I'm picking them for 7-9 this year along those lines.
I say no way they win more than 7 games next year. I'm kind of with you. And here's the thing, too. They were the opposite of San Diego in many regards in that their defense got worse as the season went on.
They also suffered injuries. They had some pretty bad injuries as it went along.
They got swept by San Diego and Denver, too. That doesn't bode well. And also the same thing with the NFC West.
Yeah.
This really applies to them.
Mm-hmm.
They were 4-0 against the NFC last year.
Yeah.
No way they're repeating that, having to play Seattle and San Francisco. So this, to me, I mean, we always talk about roughly a third of the league sees its win total fluctuate by 4 games the following year. Kansas, that's why I say Kansas City, no way will they win more than 7 games next year, especially because they jump from 2 to 11.
Yeah.
So it's always somewhere in between. This, to me, is a 6 or 7 win team, Kansas City. Turnover differential for them was outstanding as well. So that's
that
always
heralds a fluke also.
Yeah, they led the AFC in turnover differential. I believe they were somewhere in the neighborhood of plus 18.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no way that this team will match last year's win total or even come close of 11 games. Now, Kansas City, let's go back before we go forward.
Yeah.
Remember what we were talking about? Well, it wasn't at this time last year because the win totals weren't out and stuff like that, but it was in August of last year. Kansas City was interesting. This was a team that had won two games the previous year, but was being projected by Vegas to win like eight. And everyone was kind of on that bandwagon. And usually for me, that scares me.
Yeah.
I picked them to make the playoffs. I had them 9-7.
You were right.
I
was
9-7.
Yeah.
And they wound up winning 11. So they even exceeded my expectations. They were the first team to cash their future when they started 9-0. It was already a winner. Anyone had over eight. So it was really weird that the trendy pick made so good. But again, just all the more reason to expect regression
in
2014.
About with the NFC West, you mentioned to me before, the Sharps saw Arizona coming also. So sometimes the bandwagon is right.
Yeah, it depends who's on the bandwagon,
yeah.
I think. But yeah, I think Kansas City is a team who I see a lot of people punting on next year. I see a lot of people saying no way do they match last year's win total.
The difference between them and San Diego as far as bullishness goes, when you look at it, is, again, there are comparisons that you can make in terms of what Kansas City has with what Cincinnati has at quarterback, game managers. Now, Alex Smith has proven, especially in the playoffs, he's not a choke artist like the fragile ginger down there in Cincinnati, but Alex Smith is still a game manager. He is what he is. San Diego's got Phillip Rivers. There's a difference there. See, Kansas City has a built-in ceiling the way that they are right now.
Something else we haven't talked about San Diego.
What?
Keenan Allen. How key was he? Remember that they lost both starting receivers in the preseason.
Yes.
So Phillip Rivers is going to have more weapons at his disposal.
Yes.
Kansas City, we talked about this with Denver, crushing playoff loss they have to deal with. And Andy Reid kind of came out a week later and said, we're still trying to get over this thing.
Yeah.
They blew that huge halftime lead in Indianapolis. And, you know, they're not as good as Denver, obviously. So all signs point to Kansas City probably being the biggest regressor in 2014.
You'd have to think
if I could beat that drum one more time.
Yeah, I would agree. Well,
36 takeaways they had last year.
I got them regressing four games.
Yeah,
so
easy, like I said.
As I'm eyeballing here, that is one of the bigger ones, at least in the AFC for me here. That leaves us to the last team in the AFC we haven't talked about and a team that doesn't deserve to be discussed very much. The Oakland Raiders, 4-12 last year. Another putrid year, yet still overperforming my win total for them and overperforming what my win total is for them this year. Slice that some bitch in half. I got them coming in at 2-14. They, again, are just in disarray. It's a thing of where it is funny earlier in the year on the CBS Sports Network, Amy Prask was crowing about how, see, I told you, all they had to do was give Terrell Pryor a chance. That young man came through just like I said I would. By the end of the year, he couldn't beat out Matt McGloin, so they're still looking for another starting quarterback there. Reggie McKenzie is on very, very thin ice, as is Dennis Allen.
And I don't think it's their fault. Not deserved. They were handed a horrible situation. The final days of the Al Davis era
were so
horrid.
Hugh Jackson was getting them to 8-8, though. And yet,
Jackson was kind of terrible too, though.
He was, but they at least overperformed.
They did. Remember those back-to-back years the Raiders finished 8-8, and I'm like, how did that happen?
I have no idea.
So
I literally have no idea.
I said 5 wins before the year. They won 4, so it was pretty close with them. I don't pick teams to win 2 games. That's just not me.
Okay.
I don't pick teams to do that poorly. That being said, on paper, this certainly looks like the worst team in the league.
Yeah,
they may actually be better served trading down out of that 5 spot. They just need a lot of talent.
Yeah.
There's just nothing they're good at, really.
Right.
I could see maybe them staying at 5 if one of the 3 quarterbacks is still available, which I think it could be. Even then.
Well, during the 5 games a year that he's healthy, you get a good rushing attack out of old Run DMC there. But, what about the other 11 games?
Yeah, it's hard to believe this team did win 4 games. They came kind of early, too.
That fluky stretch we talked about, the first 6 weeks of the last NFL season will go down as one of the flukiest stretches in the history of professional football.
Yeah, now, they were bad with turnovers. They had a -9 in turnover differential, which ranked near the bottom of the
conference.
Sometimes
that just happens because you suck, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean every team that has, a minus turnover differential isn't always
improved. It's possible they have bad luck and suck.
Yeah. And that's kind of the Raiders. They're just awful. Like, what do you – like, there's so many areas they could address.
Yeah.
And you can't address them all with one pick. So Yeah, I can't see them winning many more than four games next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
even if they do win four again.
It's going to be another brutal year for all of their hardest core supporters on death row because, things are just not looking up.
I'll say this. Every year a team does win only like two games.
Uh-huh.
And if you force me to say who that team would be this upcoming year, right now it looks to be Oakland.
Yep. Yeah, you do not want to be in Oak Town right about now, not least of which because they have a bad football team. But, 2-14 is my pick for them. Denver winning the division by default is my pick. But, again, you alluded to this a little bit here. We traditionally, when we're going through the last of our division winners that we do, take an overall look at the conference. I agree with what you said before. I like New England better than Denver. And next year in the AFC Championship game, I have that being reversed, not least of which because I think I will have the AFC Championship game being in Foxborough. That will make something of a difference. But again, to me, New England is a better team next year. Denver, a worse team. I expect that to manifest itself. One more Brady versus Manning AFC Championship game. This time Brady comes out on top. It says right here.
I'll agree with that right now. Certainly subject to change.
Okay.
I'll go on the record in August. But yeah, right now, other than New England and Denver, I can't go on a limb with any other teams in the AFC to win this conference.
Ooh.
So yeah, I'm with you.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. It will be New England over Denver in the AFC Championship game next year from Rick Morris and Kyle Ross. How about that, Kyle?
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, The Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.